Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun, as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. All right.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Dr. Pat.
I'm just saying it right there. We tried to get Pink Floyd to do our opener, but they were busy doing their documentary. So we had David mix up that opener for us. Yeah, Mark, ready for this one?
I am. And, you know, I want to welcome everyone to part one of two, helping yourself with an extra helping of self-help for Thanksgiving. And, you know, let's face it, 2020 has been the most bizarre year that I can think of. And it's been a very difficult year. We've reached a quarter of a million people have now passed due to COVID. Our country's in a state of turmoil. It's divided. And, you know, Dr. Pat and I may not be able to save the country, but what we can do is help you. So that's why we're taking calls from listeners. And, I know I'm Mark Anthony. I'm known as the Psychic Lawyer, Psychic Explorer. And I will connect you with relatives and loved ones on the other side. And then Dr. Pat will add her intuitive insights. And let me tell you, she's not just a psychologist. She is the psychologist. And she comes from a really fascinating perspective. She's not just street smart, but she's got good old-fashioned common sense. So we're here to try to be the eye of the hurricane that is 2020.
Yeah, and we are taking your calls. For those of you out there, I want to just say this. You're going to have a way to go over to Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. Go over there. Pretty soon, you're going to be able to watch this live stream live on our site, Mark's site, all the sites. So we're doing some cool things. So we're going to take your questions no matter how we can get them. If you're over at Facebook, go ahead and pop it in there. If you're on Transformation Talk Radio, there's a question that you can ask there. Or if you're going to call in, you say hi to David, 1-800-930-2819. So let me tell you a little bit here. I love this here, digesting 2020. You got to be digesting the 2020 with a half a bottle of antacid. Acid reflux sometimes with 2020. And I know what we're talking about here is Thanksgiving, and we're talking about moving into that mode. But one of the things that I'm really clear about, we're not going to do anybody a service if we pretend that we can pivot to purpose around gratitude in a nanosecond. Now, I'm not saying you can't, because I'll tell you, I've done it. But this isn't that show. This show is, how do we help you get to the place where you're like all in to help yourself? Right? This is what it is. And how do we digest 2020? So the good news for me, the way I look at 2020, is I have my eye on December 21st, 2020. I got my eye on that. But this is where we must learn how to take care of ourselves. And the first thing out of the gate, Mark, we got to say thank you from me. Not me, Dr. Pat. I mean, like, you know, all of y'all saying thank you for me, say it for you. Don't say thank you for Dr. Pat or Mark. It's like, you got to say it to yourself. Like, thank you for me.
Right? Yeah, that is a really good point. You know, it's fascinating. This Thanksgiving is 400 years after the Pilgrims landed in Massachusetts. They landed in 1620. Now, a lot of people think they got right off the Mayflower and started, you know, cooking up the turkeys. It was actually a few years after that. But what were they giving thanks for? They're giving thanks for the fact that they didn't starve to death, because a lot of them died. And if it weren't for the Native Americans' generosity and compassion, they would have. But think about the very first Thanksgiving. They went through starvation. They went through harsh, bitter, cold winters that these people, yeah, they came from England, but that is a very temperate climate compared to a New England winter. And I've been in New England in the winter, and no thanks. No thanks. And so think about what we're going through. We're going through a maelstrom. Okay, there's the pandemic, there's people out of work, there's social unrest, there's political instability. You know, this is not the United States of America that I grew up in and envisioned, but then again, it is. And maybe 2020 has churned up all of this discord, made it bubble up to the surface. So now that we can look at it, we can realize there are some serious problems. We are divided, but we can, like those pilgrims 400 years ago, survive this, and then we will be able to give true thanks. So the thanks that we need to be giving this year, and you know, it's really hard because I've seen all these other prayers, and Dr. Pat and I were talking the other day, and she said, you know, people are fed up with being told they should be thankful this Thanksgiving. Okay, 250,000 people in this country have lost loved ones to COVID. That's a lot of families touched. It's a lot of people. I know people have died. I know Dr. Pat knows people have died. And giving thanks is that if we lived in most any other country, there would be troops in the street. We would be under martial law. And this would look more like a third world dictatorship, and then throw the plague on top of that. So what we have to be thankful for is that we do have a system that is being stripped and beaten to the core, yet will and is prevailing. So that's what I'm being thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about this, and let me just clarify a few things for people that are listening. This is kind of important. We're also taking your callers, 1-800-930-2819. But this is where we get not just to step into the platitudes of gratitude, but to step in an energy of it. And, you know, my experiences with my own life and working with others, it's hard not to face yourself first, to love yourself. And this is really the conversation for today. You know, you guys listening to this, you are not the side dishes. You're not the side dishes at the table. That's not you. No matter what you think you are or what you're experiencing, you, your family, you're not the cranberry sauce. You're the turkey. You got the stuffing. You're the main event. And that's our message for today. It is digesting 2020, but attesting to the fact that you are so much stronger than you imagine. And this is really an awesome time to really embrace that in yourself. Even though we're going to go through a holiday and some of us are going to have Zoom turkey. Thank you, Zoom, for that. We're trying to figure out how to add a little 3D to the turkey, but that's going to be, I mean, like, yeah, they're like, Pat, you're going to dress up in the turkey? I don't know. I might. But there are ways that we've learned to innovate. So let's talk about gratitude for a minute. I am so grateful for the people that said, we're going to create something where people can see each other face to face. We're going to make it free. And we're going to call it Zoom. And I have no affiliation with Zoom. I don't own stock in Zoom. I don't even know if they're publicly traded. But when Zoom came under the gun when our state, Washington State, one of the first to shut down, and we were one of the first to shut down. I'm telling you, we shut down. All of a sudden, all the HOV lanes on the highway, there was nobody on the highway. That was it. You could ride your bicycle on the highway to get to work. We shut down. And for us, there was this Zoom. And when Zoom had a couple of cracks here and there in their security, what did Zoom do? They stepped up to meet the needs of the people. We talk about Zoom today as if it's been around forever. And so my moment today to shift from every single thing I eat at Thanksgiving that gives me agita in the stomach, too much of something in the stomach, I'm going to shift to my little Thanksgiving card for you Zoom people. Whoever you are, because you're not doing interviews. We can't even get you to come on and do interviews. I don't even know if there's people that created Zoom. I think Zoom is a higher order of something. But see, that's something where we have to stop and say, if it wasn't for the Zoom, would we be able to do a call to our grandparents? How about our folks that are in the hospital? You know, we're doing Zoom calls in the hospitals. The hospitals, Mark, I got to tell you, I had a situation, two friends of mine. One mama didn't make it. But when you can see in a phone, like in a phone on Zoom, your loved one, because you can't see them, you got to be saying thank you.
You know, I agree with that because, you know, the whole point of the holidays is get together with family. But, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures and we have to be safe. But being able to see a loved one's face, their smile, talk to them, it really is the next best thing to being there. So everyone, please call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm with the illustrious and mysterious Dr. Pat.
Yeah, we're going to come and we're going to hit up on the phone. So Kate, hang on there. Today's show is all about Thanksgiving, but it's about, you got to pivot to purpose. That's my thing. Going to help you pivot to purpose today. Really honor the ones that have passed on, but more importantly, you got to honor yourself, right? Isn't there a couple of love yourself songs or something out there? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc with me, Dr. Pat, along with my friend and colleague, Mark Anthony. We are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819, because we are taking, we're going to help you digest 2020. We're going to do it through shifting energy, and that's part of what we do here, along with giving you some insight. I think we should hop over to the phone. Let's get a little dose of New Jersey, if we could. Who do we have here out there, David?
We got Kate from New Jersey. Kate, you're on The Psychic and the Doc.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. How are
Hi,
you?
Kate.
Good. How can we help you?
I just lost someone on October 30th, and nobody knows how he passed away. And for the last 20 years, it's only been him and I. And I just need to know that he's okay.
Okay, hold on. David, is there any way we can boost her volume a bit?
She just needs to speak into the phone. Can you do that again, Kate? And I know this is tough for you to talk about.
Would you just repeat that again
into the phone? Yeah.
I lost my brother on the 30th.
Okay,
hold on. Nobody knows how he died.
Hold on, Kate. First off, let me express my most sincere condolences on your loss. And I'm very sorry.
This is his second brother.
All right, well, hold on. Let me open up to frequency. I'm going to open my brain to higher frequencies and ask spirits connected with you to step forward. All right, and sometimes, Kate, the person that you want to hear from the most may not be the one that pops in first, okay? So
That's okay. I love them all.
You know what? And we never do stop loving them, and we shouldn't. Okay, so I'm getting a male energy coming through. Now, with this guy, what I get about him is this was not a fashionista type of guy. Okay, I'm seeing him wearing like a shirt. It looks like a golf shirt, but it's not really a golf shirt. You know, it's just got that collar at the top with one or two buttons, striped shirts, like white and striped. Then he had a few extra pounds on him. And, I'm sorry.
I think we're hearing a little kiddo.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just heard someone in the background. All right, so get this guy coming through, and I'm smelling and tasting a lot of cigarette smoke. So that doesn't necessarily mean that he was a smoker immediately prior to passing, but he could have been a smoker throughout his life. And
yes,
what I'm getting with, okay, was smoker, and oh my gosh, my lungs are burning, and I keep hearing the word pleurisy. So what this indicates to me is that this gentleman, prior to passing, was having some inflammation in his lungs, his lung lining. I'm getting some fluid buildup, and I'm getting this type of, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to affect it, but I'm getting this whole sinus involvement. But here's what's going on. Massive pain going on inside of his brain. And it was in the right lobe, closer to the center of the brain. And it feels like, oh my God. The reason I'm saying, oh my gosh, is spirits transmit sensations to me. It feels like someone took an ice pick and stuck it above my right eye and shoved it in there about 4.5 to 5 inches. And he
showed me. That could be my grandfather.
Hold on. He's showing me what feels like a clot. Okay. Well, this guy doesn't look that old. He looks like he could be like mid-40s to early 50s when he passed, okay?
That's my brother that just passed.
Your brother that just passed. And what he is showing me, Kay, is I'm getting this blood clot inside of the brain. And this is what's really strange. He said that his blood was, there was a clotting issue with his blood his entire life. And I don't know if that means that sometimes he didn't clot, and then other times he would overclot, because what I am getting from him is that there was an inconsistency in how his blood, his blood's ability to clot used to behave. Does this make any sense to you?
He had massive surgery, and it didn't go well, and he had problems ever since.
Okay, so it's very possible that the surgery, that there was some clotting problems connected to that. Hold on. He said he had no warning on this one. He said this hit him like a ton of bricks. And he is holding up his right hand, and I'm feeling the most unusual sensations in my right thumb. And it almost feels like this could have been an injury or some type of problem with him prior to this. I don't know if he ever cut his thumb real bad or had issues with the tendons in his thumb. I know we're not streaming.
He had a brace on his arm.
He had a brace. All right, there we go. Now, let me explain why that's so important. When a spirit gives me a message of an explanatory or advisory nature, he's explaining to you and I about the clotting issue and where it was in his brain and how it hit him like a ton of bricks, came out of the blue. He had no warning. So there was nothing anyone could have done to have changed this. Okay, so that's the advice and explanation. And then when the spirit follows that up with an objectively verifiable fact, he's giving me this unusual sensation with my hand and my thumb, and he said that he had a brace on his arm. That verifiable fact of the brace is how the spirit's letting you and I know that we've properly received and interpreted the message. Hold on, there's one more thing. George. He keeps giving me the name George, and he just
That's my best friend.
Your best friend is George? Okay. George here in this world?
No.
George is on the other side too, then.
I lost a lot of people, Mark.
Okay, well, hold on. We got your brother. Well, we got your brother and we got George lined up, okay? What's with you and all the peaches? Peaches. You love them, you hate them.
I don't like them. They're disgusting.
You don't like them? They're disgusting.
They're disgusting.
Aha. Verifiable fact following the message. You don't like peaches. That's a fact. And that's following the name George, which means your friend George has popped in. And he's laughing. Okay. Pardon my language, but he said he's laughing his you know what off because he knew that he had to get your goat by bringing up the peaches.
Yep. He loved peaches and I couldn't stand them.
Well, there you go. Okay, so let's see what George and what your brother have to say. Your brother said that. Okay, what he's telling me is he knows that you've been. I don't want to use the word frantic, but just obviously devastated, but almost frantic in trying to find out what happened. And looking for a plausible explanation and where to put some responsibility on this unexpected passing. And he said, it's like, sis, if I would have known for one second that something like this was going to happen, I would have sounded the alarm. And he said, but I didn't until it was over. And he also would like you to know
that.
I'm sorry?
He went to try to get insurance the day before because I was on his butt.
Yeah. He said if he would have known, he would have sounded the alarm. And he let me tell you, this guy just loves you so much. Okay. He said, you're always on my butt because you love me. He said, but now I'm on your butt. I don't want you feeling there was something you could have done because there's nothing anybody could have done. So, Dr. Pat, what do you think about how she should approach this? Because this is such an open wound right now.
Yeah, it is. Look, I want to just say this. You're going to read a lot of articles. I would just talk to you, like one Jersey girl to the other. You're going to read a lot of articles, right? Maybe you'll get a newspaper. Maybe you'll open up some ad. You're going to hear people go through their 7 best things you can do. They're going to go through the list. Number one is going to be something like schedule your favorite things, right? We're talking about you. Right. We're talking about me. We lost people, right? Schedule your favorite things. So I want to get back to that, right? Because that's number one. But I don't want to start with number one. Then I love this next one. Oh, I'm going to get so many emails from all of my friends here. The next one is reframe your thinking. Now, how do you do that? So I'm going to help you with that today. But it's not that simple. You read the magazine article and they're like, when you're stressed and you're depressed, just reframe your thinking, right? I'll tell you how many reframes my thinking, right? Right. I can't tell you how many reframe my thinkings I've done with four-letter words. But as you go through this, there's something to be said about this. I want to go to the one that is the hardest to do. You ready?
Okay.
What would treating yourself look like? You know, treating yourself extra special. What does that look like for you?
I've never done that. I'm the oldest. I took care of everybody.
I know. That's why I'm talking to your sister right here. Because okay. All these others in the list, I want to skip the rest of them in the list. And I want to ask you to outrageously think of something you would never think to do for yourself. Now, you got to do it COVID safe, right? So I'm not asking you to go do anything crazy.
Oh, right.
Well, know it's not peach cobbler.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
tell me what you would do. If you didn't have any money to think about and nobody to care about, and I said, you have now got an open sheet of paper, look it, treat yourself, what would you start to plan to do?
I would go down to where our cabin used to be and just sit there without nobody around.
And Pat, excuse me, Dr. Pat, if I can jump in and then I'll turn back over to Dr. Pat. Never underestimate the healing power of nature and what a beautiful thing to do. And there is everything has an energy, everything has a vibration. And we're around so many distractions and intensity and technology, but to go and sit near that cabin, near some trees, in nature.
No running water, no electricity.
Oh my God, perfect. Just what the Dr. Pat ordered. Back to you, Dr. Pat.
So here's what I want to say to you, and you got to promise me to do this, okay? Just a little promise, just me and you, right? Girlfriend to girlfriend here in a moment.
Okay.
That is a sacred space for you. I want you to treat that space sacredly. I want you to decorate it. I want you to make sure you have good food there, even if you have to bring it in or order it in. But here's the one thing I want to say to you. The minute that you get tired of spending that time alone, you pack yourself up. Because people that take care of other people, right? We know how to gut it through, don't we? It's like, Dr. Pat told me to sit here by myself. But here's what I'm telling you. You sit there for as long as you want to.
I can't not take care of somebody.
I know. This is the hardest thing. This is why I'm kind of giving you an exit strategy. So the exit strategy is you're going to sit there and you're going to treat yourself really well. I don't know if you'll bring somebody with you, but don't feel like you have to. Don't feel like you don't have to. But if you do it, this is a pamper moment. But here's what I want to say. The minute that space and your time there doesn't feel happy and joyful, you got to give yourself permission to say, yep, I made the trip, getting back in my car, and I'm going back to wherever I'm going.
I will do that.
Okay.
That's something that my brother that just passed away wanted me to do, too.
But I want you to do it for you.
Yeah, that's
Please
what he
do
wanted.
This for you.
He wanted me to do it for me because I've been so sick.
And remember what I'm saying to you. The minute that you're sitting there and you feel like you have released everything and you look around, you're going to be like, oh, I feel free now. And if you make yourself stay at this place and you don't want to, that's not it. So you have the freedom to choose. I'm going to go. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring the pizza. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring this. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go walk. I'm not going to walk. Whatever you decide, make this your day.
I will.
I've been thinking about that for a long time.
What did I say this was today? Pivot to purpose. That's me. I'm the pivot to purpose girl, right? So now you're pivoting.
Thank you so much.
Now you have your purpose, and now you're going to be so free to decide, do I stay or do I go? Do I stay or do I go? All right, you good to go?
I'm good to go.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a short break,
everyone.
I'll tell you, that is a great call. That was beautiful. Mark, beautiful job connecting. This is a message for everyone. You're going to read a lot of things. They're going to tell you what to do this Thanksgiving. When we come back, Mark and I are going to give you our version of this from a couple different places. I'm not saying you don't schedule your favorite things, but here's the thing that's really hard. Whenever you see a list and it says reframe your thinking, and you may not even know what that means, reframe it to what? Do I go from Chainsaw Massacre to Psycho Movie? Or what is reframe your thinking? When we come back, we're going to talk about the degrees of doing it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com under the Register tab. That's ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Hi, I'm Jana Short, and you've been listening to The Psychic in the Doc. I was so excited to be on the show today. I hope you all tune in for more episodes. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, Mark Anthony is here with me. You're listening to The Psychic in the Doc, and we are taking your calls. We're also taking your questions over at Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. Mark, how do people find out about you? I know you're working with people upside down and sideways. You know, the calls, these are like mini moments.
Yeah, these are mini readings, and We try to get to as many people as possible and get, you know, one spirit, possibly two, like we did with the last caller. But if people want a one-on-one reading with me that will be at least an hour, visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com. That's evidenceofeternity.com, just like my book, Evidence of Eternity. And in the one-on-one readings, you're going to get more than one spirit coming through. I did a reading 2 days ago. 11 people came through during the session. So that's not unusual. I think my record so far for the number of spirits in one reading was 24. I had 21 people, two dogs, and Rusty the horse. and it was just like, I mean, they just kept coming in. I remember like this horse comes together. There's this big rust colored horse. And the client says, "That's my horse, Rusty. I miss Rusty." And, she had, including her, there was 11 children in the family. So her parents were quite prolific. And she said, well, she says, half of them are on the other side. I got a lot of people. So the folks on the other side are always looking to make connections with you. And they, you know, there's the four, what I call the four assumed dialogues that they want to let you know that they're with you, they love you, they bring you joy, they want you to feel upliftment. And certainly that goes without saying, but then they're going to also give you additional advice, pieces of information. And that's what's so unique about what Dr. Pat and I are doing on The Psychic and the Doc, because, you know, I'm a conduit for the information. I open up to the other side, they start transmitting information to me, I transmit it to you, the caller. And I don't always understand the significance of the things coming through, because it's my job to convey it and describe it as I'm getting it. And what the uniqueness of this show is, Dr. Pat can give you an objective viewpoint based on her training experience and her in the trenches view of being a psychologist without... And what I like what you do, Dr. Pat, I've known a lot of psychologists. You don't do this. You know what your problem is, you know, and you come up with, and it's inevitably, it's always everybody's mother that's the problem or whatever. You don't do that. You get right to the root of the problem and tell them, you know, maybe you need to look at it like this, or how do you define this? And people start figuring it out for themselves. And then, you know, they also have the benefit of the spirit communication. You're not going to get this anywhere else, I think, on planet Earth. So that's why when Dr. Pat and I started talking about doing this show, because I'd been on the Dr. Pat show as a guest a number of times, and it always turned into this. Yeah. And we said, this has to happen. Yeah. And so, you know, Dr. Pat, I'm going to tell you this. This show's what I'm grateful for.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because, you know, we're doing, you know, people always ask about their purpose. Everybody has a purpose. You know, a lot of times people think my life doesn't matter. Yes, it does. You just sometimes don't see it from the broader perspective. But your purpose is to help people figure out, arrive at their own solutions. Mine's to facilitate communication between this side and the other side. And that's what we're here for. And then we put this together to give people, you know, a more enhanced version of that. So,
yeah. And you know what I love? I want to say this to our caller, right? Kate, who called in from New Jersey. What I've learned in the time I've done this, 16 years now, what I've learned is one call, your message, Kate, that one call represents 10,000 other people that heard something they needed to hear today. That's what happens with this. It is your courage to ask that question, right? It has enabled so many people to now exhale. And, you know, Mark, I want to get back to something I said, because I love what you said and the way you described the show and the way you described the way you and I work together, because it's perfect. You know, sometimes I'm going to be the yin. Sometimes you're going to be the yin. It doesn't matter. But here's the thing. There's so many download this four tips on how to get through or how to have the best Thanksgiving ever in 2020. And I think they're great for a lot of people. But when you've taken the journey I've taken, I mean, come on, you know, my mom committed suicide when I was 6 and in Catholic boarding school. I was homeless at 17 and I was arrested at 19 for something I didn't do. But I can't say that I was totally innocent, but I really didn't do it. But then my life went on. I mean, you know, and as I think about this and I think about the loss and I think about this journey, there are things I've learned. So if somebody were to say to me when I was in my darkest moment, "You got to set an intention, Pat." I'm like, "What? I got to set a what? Is that like an alarm clock? What is an intention? What is that?" And I think we have to talk to people now to help them break things down and have it not be complicated. To say, what do you love to do? What would be that thing? And right here on air, we're talking about it. We're saying, oh, you don't like peaches. You hate peaches. Oh, okay. You know, because this is a point of clarity right now. And, you know, here's what I love about this, Mark. I love to help people pivot to purpose. Some days my own pivot to purpose is you need to vacuum your house, Pat.
Yeah.
If you ain't going to vacuum your house and mop that floor, sister, you need to get somebody to come in there and do it. Maybe Linda will do it. No, Linda will not do that. Linda will do the laundry, but Linda will not come in and back. But some days it's that. Other days, I'm going to do the show with Mark. But here's what I think we need to talk about for this holiday season. We can be at the place where we understand what's going on in the outside world. But the message from me to everybody listening today is your true powerful nature is within. And what we have inside of us is more powerful than you can imagine. And sometimes we just have to remind each other. We sometimes have to remind each other that, yeah, some days we feel like our loss, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you and I are saying not to feel it. We're just saying don't create a life from it.
Well, absolutely. Because, you know, this whole, oh, let's be happy, happy. Look, there's a lot of reasons not to be happy right now. And, you know, and we both know that avoidance and denial of one's feelings, oh, that's real healthy, isn't it? And I'm being totally facetious there. You know, it's like losing some contest and, you know, refusing to accept the reality that you lost. But at any rate, people need to realize that happiness isn't like a swimming pool that you dive into and slosh around in the pool of happiness. That happiness is looking back on a tapestry where each memory and experience is a thread, and some are good and some are bad and some are indifferent. And the tapestry of 2020 has been quite complex and quite difficult for a lot of people. Now, I remember at the beginning of the year, my manager, Rocky, and I, she had, I mean, I was scheduled from events from Florida to Seattle.
Yeah.
And yeah, and all of a sudden it comes to a grinding halt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had this big event in Hollywood planned, and, you know, at a red carpet event, it was like a whole thing, and all these TV and movie people are going to be there. And it was scheduled for the first week in April. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. And but I decided though that it would have been very easy for me to sit there and say, oh, boo hoo. But what we were talking about in the first segment, we Rocky and I began to take advantage of Zoom, take advantage of Skype, take advantage of social media and this miraculous technology to reach out. And plus, you know, Dr. Pat, you and I had already been discussing doing this show. And so that gave us the green light. So what we have to learn in life, we all have plans. Well, yeah, you may have a plan, but what the universe's plan is going to be something different. And the way to survive it, the way to succeed it, is to adapt. So, so COVID hit us and pulled the rug out from under all of us. And so we have to adapt our strategy. And that is a lot easier said than done.
You know, people are feeling the stress in different ways about this. Let me just go through a couple of items for people to understand the root of what you're saying. On any given day, in any given normal circumstance, most of us can handle the pressure of a dynamic job. A job, not just a job that's dynamic. And let me tell you what some of the most stressful jobs are. waiting tables right now. That is like a seriously stressful job.
Oh, yeah.
Right in the moment, I'm telling you, I got some clients and I pray for them. But when you add the inner tension of this epidemic and then compound that with what goes on in your personal life and your family life, that dynamic nature of your job puts you to an overwhelm. I knew somebody here recently and loved the job, and it got too really bad for them. It complete overwhelm, you know, complete, and was good at the job, complete overwhelm. And it was like, I can't do it anymore. And I'm like, okay, you got to be kidding. No, I just can't do it. I've never worked in this environment. And I think we have to honor it. So, you know, I love when people honor where they are, because this is not a time to push yourself past the brink. It's just not that time.
Right? No, it isn't. We're in survival mode now. And, you know, there's this pressure, this societal pressure. We've got to get together for Thanksgiving and all be happy. And, you know, they meaning the state governments, local governments are saying, well, if you're going to have people over, open the windows, do this. You know, if you don't feel comfortable doing Thanksgiving, then don't do it. I mean, heck, you know, watch football, eat a turkey sandwich, you know, with the immediate family. Because the thing is, you can still pick up a telephone, you can FaceTime, you can Zoom, you can contact family members, say, hey, I'm here, I love you, do it that way. Because you know what? The longer we don't social distance, the longer we don't wear masks, is the longer we're going to have to social distance and have to wear masks. And yes, there's vaccines on the way and that looks good. But then, I you know, being a psychic, I don't think it takes a psychic to predict this. It's going to turn into a big political, the vaccines are a conspiracy. And so there'll be a huge segment of the country not doing whatever. The fact of the matter is, history has taught us this. Pandemics are part of human history. They come, they hit hard, and eventually they subside. And until they do, we are in survival mode. You do what you have to get through it, to avoid catching it. And guess what? Thanksgiving and Christmas 2021 are really going to be shining stars to give thanks for.
And I just want to take a moment for everybody too. There is some pain. And I don't think anybody will tell you not to grieve. I remember sitting with the Dalai Lama once, and it was at a conference meeting, and the number one person walks in and whispers something quietly. Nobody heard it. And the Dalai Lama's head went from this to this. For that long. And that, if you're not watching, it was up, jovial, to down, silent. You could feel it. Later, we were told that his best friend was just executed.
Oh my gosh.
And that was his form of grieving. You know, it was so much grief inside of him and feeling it, but not being consumed by it. And this is so important, and it's so difficult, because our hearts go out to all of you. Our hearts go out to you. But there is a joy, and you will find it this holiday season. We're encouraging you to find it. And it may be weird. You know, just like we were talking to Kate, and you find that, and you may come and say, oh my God, I love to do a hula hoop. And people are like, what the hell is that? You know, but you may come back and do that. Or you may say something like, oh my gosh, food fights, my number one thing to do around the holiday. Great. Or I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch the entire season of Billions. I think there's four seasons. I don't know what it is. This is a time not to second guess that part of yourself, Mark. You know what I'm saying? Just like you don't second guess what you hear.
No. No, and I, you know, that's exactly it. Is this is the time to be thankful for the people that we love, but also to be thankful that we're in the knowledge that we're going to get through this. And I know a lot of people think this is a hoax and all that. It isn't a hoax. This is reality. And sometimes reality isn't pleasant, and denying and avoiding reality never has positive results. And so I think it's extremely important for us to keep that in mind. And next week on Thanksgiving itself, Dr. Pat and I have a very special guest, Jana Short. She's a health and wellness global influencer, and she's going to add her insights to staying healthy during the holidays. Now, when we think about staying healthy during the holidays, it's like, okay, we're going to have low-fat pumpkin pie. And no, that's not that's how we're talking about. I'm all about health and fitness, but come on, it's Thanksgiving. So if you want to overeat, that's the day to overeat. But what we're talking about with the health and fitness, it's mental, emotional, spiritual, positivity. And like what Dr. Pat says, you know, we don't have to be happy all the time. It's okay to be angry. You know, it's really hard being happy when you're scared and when you're grieving. And that's part of being human. And unfortunately, the tapestry that is 2020 has some pretty sour threads to it. But you know what? It's going to be over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is not the year to think, well, I'm going to cut back on fat and not put the butter in the mashed potatoes. That is like, that happened to me a couple of years ago. That is not a pretty bite. I'm just telling you that. If you're going to make mashed potatoes, you got to slap that butter right in there. And for those of you that don't use butter, you can use ghee, whatever that is. Pick what you love. Pick the people you love. Call them. Tell them that. But most importantly, get up and look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that.
I think a lot of people don't do that, is be thankful for me. Be thankful for oneself. Yeah. And all too often, people are very hypercritical of themselves. They look in the mirror, they say, oh, I'm too fat, or I'm too this, or I'm too that, or I haven't achieved this, or I haven't achieved that. You know what? You're right where you need to be. And everybody counts and everybody matters. And so you need to tell yourself that I am thankful for me. And, you know, when you're saying about the extra butter on the mashed potatoes, I remember when I was studying for the bar exam and I went for a review course, the professor came out and said, you know, so many people are on diets. They want to quit smoking, quit drinking. He goes, you're taking the bar exam in a week. Drink more, smoke more, eat more. He said, start exercising afterwards. This is not the time to make yourself miserable. He said, you got to get through this and succeed. And so that's what we're going to do this year.
Absolutely. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on right here on The Psychic and the Doc. Again, we'll be right back next week. We got a great show. And don't forget, we've got another show following up right after us. You're not going to want to miss it. I have soul. All right, everybody. See you again on Transformation Talk Radio.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.